I'm Tommy Gimler. The baseball postseason is among us, but we're going to talk about week two of the NFL, which is a lot like talking about, I guess, NBA basketball during the NFL playoffs, like regular season NBA basketball during the NFL playoffs, which the only thing that would be, I guess, worthy of talking about at that point would be the fact that Michael Jordan is gambling and killing his father.
Right.
Right. Something like that.
Perfect. Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We're going to talk NFL football week two instead of baseball postseason push.
I'm Brady Matthews, and Jay Cutler can literally lick my nutsack.
That might be the most productive thing he does all season.
Yeah.
And this is Adam Ferberg, and it was reported that the Minnesota Vikings' new football stadium costs more than a NASA trip to Pluto, which I think we can all agree that anything in Minnesota is much less important than studying space.
The Daily Updecker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys. Hey, cheers. Great to have you here. We're drinking the out of the cans that my old man used to throw at me, the old Miller Lite cans. Great to have you guys back. We've got Adam Ferberg and, of course, one and only Brady Matthews here.
Thank you very much.
On the Daily Upper Decker. Of course, you can find us every single day on dailyupperdecker.com, also on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on The Vine. Guys, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, divorce.
I saw that.
Or they're getting divorced.
First thing this morning I saw that, and I was like, I mean, I did not see that coming.
The first thing, I saw that this morning. I rolled over, saw it on my phone, and I went back to bed.
Yeah.
That's how much it affects me.
My favorite part about this is the rumors that he cheated on Angelina with...
4-year-old chick.
Right. Well, the French actress Maria Cotillard. I can't even say her name.
Her name is Cuntley?
Cotillard. Nice. Yeah, it is to Angelina, that's for sure. The weird thing is today on Funny or Die, she put on a video about, like, it's like, I think it was like a titty on her forehead and how to be taken more seriously at the workplace. Like, I think she's already been taken seriously and then not.
Talk about perfect timing for that video.
Exactly. Jesus. Someone at Funny or Die knew what was going on.
You know what also made me happy, though? It just shows that someone got sick of fucking Angelina Jolie. How does that happen?
I think somebody finally just informed Brad Pitt that before him, she was like slapping uglies with Billy Bob Thornton in the back of fucking Toyota Corollas.
Yeah, but like if I was him, I mean, you can fuck everything.
Right.
Go.
And apparently he was. Russian hookers, French actress.
Yeah, I guess his drinking has gotten out of control and his hooker obsession has gotten out of control.
You're Brad Pitt.
Yes. Hall pass. 100%. I am not hating on it. If I was Brad fucking Pitt, you damn right, dude. I'd be smashing beer cans over my head with fucking naked chicks.
It's like he's like Derek Jeter when he was playing shortstop for the Yankees, but you're Brad Pitt, so you get to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't
life.
Need to give out gift baskets.
But that was smart. He didn't get married. Like, right. Jeter was like, you know what? I am going to fuck everything that moves, and everyone's going to know about it, and I'm not going to lie to anybody.
Right,
about
and everyone's
it.
Like, he's Mr. Yankee, of course. Go
ahead,
please.
Yeah, it's fine.
I would hope he would.
Yeah, just use saran wrap.
I'd be bummed out if he didn't. Like, if he had like he was a good dad. He's like, you know, and he had, like, kids.
What if it just comes out that Brad Pitt was a huge John Voight fan?
He is. He hangs out with him more than Angelina.
Really?
I swear to God. I read about the whole thing today.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
Oopty fucking oop.
Yeah, wow. Brad Pitt parties with him, John Voight, more than he hangs out with his own family.
Wow.
John Voight's an old school, cool actor. I'd fucking hang out with him. I mean,
he
the guy hung
70s.
Out with McQueen.
Yeah.
You know?
What was the movie?
Oh, Deliverance.
Deliverance. Yeah, John Boyd's in
there. I bet you they're hanging out with the kid that plays the banjo.
Doesn't he get fucked?
No, that was he watched Ned Beatty.
That's Ned Beatty.
And if you look closely at the 26 minute 32 second mark, he licks his lips while he's watching. I'm guessing that.
I just got a spot on for a guess.
Dude, yeah, I just got like a mental picture. I was like,
fuck Mr. Skin. We've got it down here at the Daily Upper Decker. 26:32. Any gay butt-fucking scenes in movies from the 70s, we're all over.
It's rough. Yeah. No pun
intended. Weird thing that I got from that movie is that I really should learn how to floss. That was the only thing that I got. All I got was that, which is take care of my teeth.
I've never seen Deliverance. Never seen it. Nope.
I don't think you have to.
I think fast forward to 26:32, press pause, you're done.
Isn't Kevin Bacon in that movie? I feel like he was in every movie back then.
Burt Reynolds, John Voight, Ned Beatty.
Right, Burt Reynolds doesn't
and,
get fucked.
And the Fonda dude, Henry Fonda.
No, Burt Reynolds fucks everybody afterwards.
All right.
With his bow
and
arrow.
Burt Reynolds has real hair or is this fake hair?
Real hair.
No, this is real
hair. It's his real hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because when he did all those Trans Am movies, everyone could tell.
Yeah, by the end of the 70s, it was fake. But early 70s, it was still real.
Yeah, all right. Well, then I'll see it.
Speaking of gay butt sex,
sets.
Speaking of gay butt sex, let's talk NFL football here at the Hot Mess.
Yeah, hot mess.
Gentlemen, the week two NFL power rankings, I guess it's technically week three, but the power rankings after week two are out on NFL.com. Take a guess, which team is at number one?
The Steelers.
Yeah, correct. Pittsburgh Steelers. And I agree. And I was just telling Brady this, based on what happened last night in Chicago, everybody is all over Carson Wentz's jock right now.
Oh, yeah. Totally. They're Wentzing his Wentz.
Right. And so be it. I think between him and Dax, or Dak Prescott down in Chicago, or not Chicago, in Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
So you have Dak Prescott, you have Carson Wentz. Neither of them, I think they've thrown a combined 150 passes, no interceptions.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
As a Cowboys fan, not seeing a pick yet in the season, I can't believe it.
And you know
I
what?
I really can't.
And he's making smart plays, too.
He is. Well, and I think they're really designing the offense very smart, where he's not
feeling pressure,
forced to do anything.
Right.
Even though Elliott hasn't really been himself, but luckily Morris has become above and beyond, which is good.
Well, guess what ranking the Bears are?
Probably number 32 when
they're
we get there.
Number 32.
Seriously?
I swear to God. The Browns are better than the Bears.
I was just guessing that as a Packers fan.
They're starting their third quarterback in three games.
Oh, no.
And the Bears are in very last place.
So the reason...
How does that happen?
I'm glad that we're talking about the Bears, the Cowboys, the Eagles. We're talking about that right now. And that's the whole point about the number one ranked Pittsburgh Steelers right now, according to NFL.com. We're not even talking about them.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Carson Wentz and how great he is. And don't get me wrong, he's a stud.
He's very good.
He looks amazing.
He's got all the pedigree to be a great quarterback.
And if he doesn't get hurt, remember last year at North Dakota State, he broke his wrist.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't get hurt, it's going to be great. He's going to be a great quarterback. But all anyone is talking about right now is Carson Wentz. And right away, I mentioned that the Steelers are the number one ranked team. We start talking about Dallas, Chicago, Carson Wentz again. If you're a betting man, you load up on Pittsburgh this week.
Right.
Yeah. In Philadelphia, because everyone is talking about Carson Wentz this. Carson Wentz can fuck my sister. Carson Wentz can do no wrong. I guarantee that if Carson Wentz raped a chick in Philadelphia right now, it would get swept under the rug.
It would never be rape, I feel like. The girl would eventually concede.
They would just smear the shit out of her.
Yeah.
And they would just say she once worked at Hardee's.
Right.
They would come up with fucking anything on her resume. This chick is so unstable.
Them. But I mean, did you watch that game last night, right?
Yeah. It was unbelievably terrible.
It was a really shitty game. But if you look at the difference and compare and contrast, he looked like he was having fun. He's motivating his guys. And then you look over at the other sideline, Jay Cutler's getting called out by Pernell McPhee, who's not even he's on the injured reserve list, you fucking dumb dick.
He's insane.
You're not even playing. Don't yell at me. You're hurt. You understand?
Well, I think to me what that showed when McPhee was yelling at
Did you see that, though, when he was yelling at Cutler?
It was the article in the Daily
and Upper Cutler stopped
today.
And looked at him. I'm like, dude, keep walking, player. Keep walking. He'll crush you.
All that
hurt.
All that told me about McPhee was like, you must not have been in Chicago very long because this has been going on for 8 years.
Right.
Has it been eight seasons?
Yeah. Let's run back. Throw off my back foot. When he threw that pass, my wife was right there. She would vouch for it. I'd be like, I told her, I'm like, this is an interception. Watch. Boom. Because he always just steps back. He's so fucking lazy. There's no one in his face. He just stepped back foot and chucks it. And every single time off his back foot.
But you know what I think is even more hilarious? He threw a 47-yard ball. If your thumb hurts so bad, why did you even play in the fucking game? And you're not really throwing that ball. 47 yards? And then he says, now his thumb hurts. Because he threw an interception and he fumbled the ball. Get the fuck out of here.
And that will go down as our review of the number one ranked Pittsburgh Steelers, ladies and gentlemen. Number two on the list, the New England Patriots. Your thoughts after Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey.
You know what, dude? The Patriots, I don't even know what to do anymore. Because
no, they can't they can do any wrong.
No, they can do no wrong. They can just.
It doesn't matter who plays for them.
I don't even know who this guy is. I don't even know where he went to school. Black dude.
North Dakota State. Or no, North Carolina State. Excuse me. NC
Garoppolo,
State.
NC State.
No, this is where Jacoby Brissett, the other guy. And right away, his coach came out, his high school coach, and said he came in one time against the number one team in the state, and he came in, went 15-15, and led our team to victory over the number one team in the state.
Yeah, but see, you know what the Patriots did? They were smart. They got fucking quarterbacks. Yeah. You know what the Bears did do? They didn't go get a fucking quarterback. They got Hoyer, who's 45 years old.
Who threw 12 interceptions in that playoff game last year.
Then he got Matt Barkley. Fire the whole staff.
Really?
Start over
still
again.
Has a
job? I bet you Matt Barkley is just cleaning house with the puss in Chicago.
Oh,
I bet. I bet. I'm the third stringer.
Employing those USC skills.
I saw Addison Reed in Chicago, the former closer for the White Sox. Now he's like he's a setup man for the Mets or something. He was cleaning house in Chicago when I was there. So I went to two different bars, and he was there with two different chicks. Addison Reed.
Yeah.
So Matt Barkley's got to be cleaning house.
Yeah. Athletes crush puss in Chicago.
For sure.
No doubt.
So the Patriots, 2-0 Patriots. I think, if anything, Jimmy Garoppolo has earned himself like a 5-year, $100 million contract from somebody.
Someone's going to pay
the Bears.
But someone's going to pay it, yeah.
For sure. They'll do something stupid like that. I think they're going to trade him to get some big name. I do.
I don't think they have to. Every other part of their team looks sound, doesn't it?
And they need to hold on to him anyway because, I mean, you know, Brady was 38.
He's going
to
play till he's 41.
He's going to play. All right, so that's 3 years. I mean, yeah, it depends on Garoppolo's contract, but it depends on also how smart Garoppolo is. Does he take the money, go to a shitty team, or does he wait it out, take over, and then just dominate?
I would not
want
to go to a
dominate.
Shitty team. When you have the pedigree of the Patriots,
don't.
Where would you go?
I've already proven that you can win there. Just hang out. Be like Steve Young. Steve Young could have started for anybody. He was smart, stayed with the 49ers, took over, won a Super Bowl.
And now look at him. He's getting interviewed twice by Tommy Gimler from the Daily Upper Decker. What a mensch.
That's still pretty cool.
But if you're like if you're Tom Brady, I think, up in New England, like, you could come out when you're 55 and still say, I want to play. And people are going to be like, you lay off him. That's Tom fucking Brady.
Yeah, dude.
He fucking won 4 Super Bowls. Yeah. And probably a
only
fifth
man
this year.
Go to 6.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Dad, he can't walk anymore. They just wheeled him out. That's Tom fucking Brady. Yeah. He will play
the
until
line
he
will
says
protect
he's
him.
Done.
The line will protect
he
him.
He can take a shit at the fucking shopping center and somebody be like, Tom, you shit. And he'd be like, clean it up.
They wouldn't even clean it up. They would eat it. I guarantee that you could.
Actually, you know what? I would keep it. I would keep it.
No, eBay.
Yeah.
That's an eBay sale.
I would put it in a clear
box. They're
box.
Selling Kobe Bryant air on eBay. I'm pretty sure you could sell Tom Brady shit.
Yeah. That definitely is a Duke we're selling.
Can you imagine? I bet you if you interviewed New England Patriot fans right now, like if you put like 100 in there, if we did like a Nielsen rating survey or something like that, I guarantee more than half, and these are like male New England Patriot fans, would say that they would eat Tom Brady shit.
I mean,
I bet you at least half.
They would bet, like they would fight for it.
I wish the Bears had that problem.
How many Chicago
I just
Bears
want to eat
quarterback
shit on the Bears
fans
that I like.
Eat his shit. That's what you want. That's what you want.
That's it. That's all I'll talk about with the Bears. Unless you want to talk more.
That serves as our review of the 2-0 New England Patriots. Moving up on the list here, number 3, the 2-0 Denver Broncos. I'm going to be honest. I did not see this one coming.
You know what? I didn't either. And speaking of good quarterbacks, that kid from Memphis that they drafted, John Elway knew what he was doing.
Paxton Lynch.
He's a stud.
Well, that's the thing. That's
but he hasn't played.
But it's another example of just a well-run organization. Why do the Patriots win no matter who the fuck plays?
Right.
They made Castle look like a franchise quarterback.
Why did John Elway get rid of John Fox after he took him to the Super Bowl?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I got another guy.
Where did he go? Where did John Fox go?
And he went to the motherfucking Bears.
And Chicago's like, ooh, he went to the Super Bowl. We'll take
my
him.
Goal for the rest of the segment is to try to turn every team back to the Bears.
100%. We can do it.
So if you had to say after week 8,
yeah,
like I don't even know when the Broncos bye week is, but let's say after 8 games, what will the Broncos record be? I say 4-4. DeMarcus wears out for 4 to 5 weeks with a broken forum.
After 8 weeks, I'd say 6-2.
I think teams are gonna adjust and just say this Trevor Simeon kid, like he's gonna be dog shit, and they're gonna be able to load the box up.
Has he shown signs of fucking up so far?
He's shown signs of like okay.
He's good at pushing the offense. He's not getting you 300 passing yards in one game.
And remember, they didn't have a running game last year. For some reason, C.J. Anderson didn't do shit.
Yeah, and he's running actually very well this year.
If he does, then they are fine as long as Von Miller and C.J. Anderson are doing their
jobs.
Well,
they lost to Marcus Ware for like 4 weeks.
Yeah. I'll call it right now, and we have our boy Shaggy McKnight listening in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He's not going to like it. 4-4 after 8 games, Denver Broncos.
All right,
moving on. Number 4 team on the list, the 1-1 Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Are those the only 2-0 teams?
No, there's more.
There's more, but they're rating more. A 1-1 team higher.
And so
than
Herm
that.
Edwards was basically his panties were in a bunch on ESPN.
Yeah, I saw
today.
That. I saw that segment.
And so the guys like the David whatever his name is on ESPN.
Blondie?
Yeah, the blonde dude was like, he's like, what? So you're telling me right now that the Minnesota Vikings are better than the Arizona Cardinals if you put them on the field together? And Herm Edwards is like just so batshit crazy. He's like, how many games did they play? Two? They won two games. They're 2-0. The league's all about winning.
Right.
The Minnesota Vikings are better than the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
You're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And this is why you're no longer a head coach.
Right.
No, Herm Edwards, he said something about the Bears. I was listening. He goes, He goes, what do you say? Something about that's a three. That's a three-er or something. And everyone's like, what? That's a three-er. And everyone's like, what is a three-er? And he goes, he got three coaching staffs on the same team fired. I'm like, you just made that up. You totally made that up. What's a three-er?
No, he's like a shitty Yogi
Berra. No one's
Berra.
Using that term. He's
making up terms that aren't even that funny.
Yeah, terms you can only get here on the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, on Facebook, and, of course, on Vine. It's almost like golfing here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That you hear terms all the time. You're like, what the fuck is that? Like, Gusha.
Never heard of it.
The Gusha?
I golf, yeah. And I never heard of
Gusha. Well, there's so many Koreans out here that it's good shot. So if you like drive a ball 250 yards down the middle of the fairway, they're like, Gusha.
Okay.
No, Gusha.
I live in Cape Town. I got to go. Yeah. I got to go.
Well, you don't have to go to Cape Town. You just go to any course in Los Angeles. They're everywhere. And I found out as well, like, you wonder why, like, if you wonder ever on an L.A. City course, like, why Larry David has to go get a country club membership is because it takes 5.5-6 hours to golf in Los Angeles because Korean players gamble so much. When they play, like, there are no gimmies. So if it's like a 1-foot putt, they have to putt it out. That's why it takes so long for a round, especially up in Griffith Park.
Look at that.
Really? Okay, no. That's actually
the Panthers
what I was thinking of
to Asian golfing.
Three-ya. That's a three-ya and a Gusha.
And Gusha.
Three and a Gusha.
All right. Just learning new words here on the Daily Upper Decker.
Who needs Rosetta Stone when you've got the Daily Upper Decker?
Can Stephen A. Smith please get some sort of rape allegation against him? I'm so tired of this dumb motherfucker.
Daddy's honorary preposterous.
I would stand him, dude. He uses big words that don't even fit. He said flabbergasted to explain Jay Cutler's throwing motion. He goes, it was a flabbergasted throw. And you're like,
no, throws aren't flabbergasted.
Yeah, I'm like, that's
utterly preposterously, like, ridiculously flabbergastedly, just an unbelievable, nothing of the sort.
I'm telling you right now, Max Kellerman.
I haven't seen Kellerman on the show. Is he good?
He's good. He doesn't deal with his shit.
Yeah, I think he just sits there and says his shit and just says, hey, thanks for the free money, bitch.
I watched that Skip Bayless and
Shannon Sharp.
Oh, it's terrible. I hate both of them. I hate fucking both of them.
You have to watch when Shannon Sharp talks. You have to watch with like the closed captioning on.
I don't care what exactly he has to say. I just listen for the list. Yeah. I just want to hear
Skip
the
Bayless,
list.
Bring back Jay Mariotti then. Yeah. Skip Bayless.
It sounds like
the worst.
Shannon Sharp is trying to do a Mel Blanc impression when he speaks. He just sounds like he's trying
to
do
how did he get his own
Sylvester
show?
The cat. You know, I love it.
How did he get his own show? Shannon Sharp, who the fuck are you?
It's because I think it's the lisp. I think it's like we need to play up speech impediments as being an okay thing
also,
in popular culture.
I don't need any more player analysts. Stop. There's like 10 of them. Trent Dilfer, I'm done with him too. See you later.
Well, it's hard to tell who's who.
You
have Dilfer and then both.
You got Dilfer. You got Steve Young.
Hasselbeck
Tim
brothers.
Hasselbeck.
You've got Randy Moss. Like, and they're all just sitting there stroking each other's wieners the whole time. And you're like, talk about the damn game.
But I can't wait to see who CTE starts to set in first. Like,
Steve Young.
Oh, that's okay. Have you noticed? You said you interviewed him. And it's really, that's the kind of saddest thing because he might be the smartest of all of
them.
He's got a law degree.
He is the smartest.
But he lost his career to head injuries.
Right.
Can you tell?
So it's like when I interviewed him, you'd ask a question and he's a pro.
Yeah.
So he has like his answers and he's always going to take that question. He's going to turn it to like an answer that he's rehearsed 1,000 times.
Okay. All
right. Right. So I've heard a story, like he'll tell a story about like this is before Twitter, to where like the 49ers didn't want to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Like after a certain year, they didn't want to pay him, and he was out on like an Indian reservation in New Mexico, and he like some kid asked him like, you know, hey, what do you think about the 49ers? And he's like, you know what, screw the 49ers. He's like, you know, I've worked my ass off for these guys, and he just went off on like a 2-minute rant. And the kid was like a writer for like his student newspaper or something like that. So he writes an article about this in a student newspaper. It gets picked up by every major publication that he just like lost his mind. But he'll
take 12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So he's like, this is before Twitter and everything. So he goes, you know, he's like, it talks about like players nowadays, how they just have to like be careful about what they say. And this is why you can't get real answers in the media. Yeah. Because
listen, if I was a professional athlete, I would get rid of my Twitter account.
Correct.
Yeah. As soon as you get famous, delete it before Jezebel publishes all your shitty.
Unless you have like
tweets.
A 9-inch dick, then you got to tweet a picture of your dick first, and that's the last one. That's the last thing you do.
When is Draymond Green? Come on, man, what are you doing?
God damn it!
To answer your question, yeah, but you'll ask him a question.
Yeah,
like you'll say, "Hey, Steve Young, you know, what do you think about the 49ers Seahawks matchup in week three?" And he'll start, like, going off on one tangent, and then from there he'll go to another tangent, another tangent, another tangent. And, like, 3 minutes later he'll say, like, what was the question again? And out of all the guys, like, when I'm interviewing Marino, it's like, oh, you're just drunk. Like, you know that, you know, this is no CTE. Yeah. Like, he's good. But the one of the reasons was is that he never got sacked.
Yeah.
So I asked Bruce Smith, and I was like, hey, who did you just salivate, like, just salivate for on the other side of the line? Where you're like, man, I'm going to sack the shit out of this guy today. And he was like, Dan Marino. And I was like, oh, really? And I knew in the back of my mind that I was going to interview him, like, in 2 days.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he had one of the quickest releases that he's ever seen. So he never got a chance to sack him. So that's why Dan Marino's still all there, is because
Bruce
he never got
never
sacked.
You
know, he might have had, like, one or two, but he always thought, like, man, I'm going to load up on, like, four or five of these today on this guy. And he said he could never get to him.
See,
because
that's why people want to go after Tom Brady.
Right.
Because he's such a bitch.
Have you seen the Jeff Bridges Uggs commercial with Brady?
No. I have not.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. He's singing a song to him on a guitar. He's, like, serenading him to sleep.
Yikes.
And then he like, plays a hard chord, which, like, wakes him up. And it's weird. And it's just – it's a little – I don't know. I'm definitely not buying Uggs after that. They sold me on not buying
it. Went the wrong way.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I have Uggs slippers. Moving on. Tom Brady – have you seen that fake Tom Brady mask?
Yes, how creepy is
that? Oh, the Welker thing. That
is fucking creepy, dude.
That if they remake Halloween, it won't be a Shatner mask. It'll be a Tom Brady mask.
But how the fuck they do that? It was like CGI'd on guy's face. It was weird.
Well, yeah. Because then it was on like the Today Show or something like that. Yeah. So some dude in the background was wearing like this lifelike Tom Brady mask, and it's like. It's like one of those paintings, like the Mona Lisa, like when you walk past it, like it just stares at you.
The eyes keep turning on you.
No matter where you go, it just stares at you. It's so goddamn creepy, man.
Super creepy. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, dude, I'm pulling it up.
I saw the bit of Welker taking the mask off and like surprising Patriots fans, which, by the way, I thought that like they did not end on good terms. Why is he hanging out at?
Because I think he'll do anything now for some cash.
Right, yeah.
And he's so fucked up anyway that
I think
he's one of these guys. You want to talk about CTE, Wes Welker.
Yeah, he's going to need help.
Yeah.
He's going to need help. It was weird. I, 7 kids died playing high school football last year.
Well, I guess you could look at the other side of the coin would be like how many kids played high school football last year.
Right, yeah, that's the answer. Oh, you know what really helps? Oh my God, that's really it. That is so
And I guarantee
creepy.
So Adam Furberg right now, at Adam Furberg on Twitter, AdamFeuerberg.
My man.
Is looking at the mask that at Brady Matthews 13 on Twitter just showed him. And I guarantee, again, if we asked the same Patriots fans, the same 100 Patriots fans from the south side of Boston, would you rather fuck your girlfriend or your wife without the Tom Brady mask on or with it on? The same 52% or 56% that said they would eat Tom Brady's shit would say that mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what you could do is, like, this is a Funny or Die sketch.
4% undecided. Plus or minus 4% on that poll.
So a guy wearing this mask is coming after Roger Goodell. It's a Halloween.
That's outstanding.
Halloween
that's
movie, great. Except instead of Laurie Strode, it's Roger Goodell.
You got to pitch that to him.
Okay.
Do you want me to cut this out so no one steals it?
No,
I don't want either of our listeners.
You're in Front of Your Die now, right?
No, I know. I mean, I think I could pitch something to them if I wanted to, but I don't work for them. I work for Ridiculousness.
Oh, that's right.
I don't work for anybody. I'm a comic. I'm a freelancer.
I'm my own man.
Yeah.
All right. So before we move on from the NFL, we got to talk about two more things. The first one, the Bills Mafia. You guys heard of the Bills Mafia?
No.
Yes, I have. I've seen it firsthand. I saw a guy and his girlfriend so wasted they were fucking while people were going to their cars.
Correct. So the Bills Mafia is basically what takes
in front of
place.
Everyone. Like people were watching it like it was a concert.
It's Buffalo. You got to keep warm.
Right. Well, so the Bills Mafia, basically, like, the thing to do in Buffalo is to just go to these games like it's a fucking frat party and just get as drunk as you fucking can.
Yeah.
They're playing, like, spin the back games.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
so hammered, and they're in the parking lot, and then the guy, like, is so hammered, like, he turns around and so dizzy, he fucking plows face first into the
bus.
I
had to find that video for Ridiculousness that season.
Yeah,
I
spoke to the
Bills
Mafia.
Who rammed his head into the car.
Yeah,
and what'd he say?
He loved it. He was like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was a girl.
I took that as a yes, Aaron.
There was a girl next to me doing blow.
Ah!
In front of everyone. Like we were in the bathroom, like with the door closed. In front of everyone. No, fuck no. I was with my dad. I'm like, Dad, don't look.
You're in the fucking stands, and a guy's just like, it's like the third quarter, and it's like, the Bills are losing. I'm just going to reach back here and, finger my girl's ass.
Yeah, that too.
Taking a picture.
How horny are you?
Yeah, they're body slamming each other through like fucking tables, like those plastic Costco tables that are like $20. Yeah. They're slamming each other through there. When that's not good enough, they're lighting the table on fire and slamming them through there.
What a crew. Imagine seeing them at your wedding.
But I'll tell you what, it's been so long since they've been to the postseason. Like, they've got nothing else but that. I really, because of that alone, like, I want to see the Bills succeed.
I would
Rex
too.
Ryan and his brother really, Morpheus, like, or whatever Ryan. What was it? Not Morpheus. What was the dude's name in Gladiator? The slave guy.
Oh, I have no idea. I can picture him, but I have no clue.
We'll figure it out. The
blank.
Slave.
I'm drawing a blank.
I was going to say something, but he's super racist.
It's like what was the name of the movie? In Gladiator.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie probably since it came out.
It's not Morpheus. It's Proximo.
Proximo.
He looks great. Rob Ryan looks just like Proximo.
Yeah.
And I think the actor is dead now. So if they ever redo it, Rob Ryan is a dead man.
Well, at least he's got one job coming.
But out. Yeah, but I mean, like, fuck the Ryan brothers. Like, I could give two shits about them. I think the game is like past them than a bullet kill.
Yeah, they're offensive and defensive coordinators. He's not a head coach.
No. Yeah, they're awful. Like, they're both. Terrible. Well, one of them was a terrible defensive coordinator. Rex Ryan actually was successful as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But either way, just on the Bills Mafia alone, I want to see this. I want to see them succeed. I want
to
see a postseason game.
Someone's asshole at the Super Bowl.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. I want to see them succeed so bad. And it's like, it's one of those things, guys. If I come into money, we are broadcasting live from the parking lot.
Please. Every Bills game.
It's now called New Era Field, but it'll always be the Ralph Wilson Stadium to me.
Right.
Ralph Wilson. But so we will broadcast live from there every Bills home game, even when it's like fucking 20 degrees outside.
We'll go during
10
Coke
degrees.
Night.
The irony of calling it New Era when that has got to be the most god-awful stadium.
Yeah, there's nothing new about it.
There's nothing new or era about
it. It's a pretty old-ass stadium too, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's the same one that they played in since the AFL days.
And they've never done like anything to it.
I'm sure they put in like a couple of like
new
more
seats?
Taps.
More places
more beer
to get
taps.
To finger your curls,
we put
asshole.
In pee troughs instead, no.
Well, the
save
only
money.
Thing they do to upgrade it is to move them to Toronto. That's like this. Playing at Skydome is the only upgrade.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Experience.
They played like one or two games there.
Right, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
All right, so Bills Mafia, I want to talk about that. We've got that out of the way. Also, guys, the NFL's ratings are down. Did you see this?
Yeah.
So 16%. The Sunday night football game, the Vikings-Packers was down 16%. From the year before when it was Packers Seahawks.
I wonder why.
Which goes to show nobody likes the Vikings.
Yeah.
Right.
So I came up.
You can't have the Vikings on primetime. And the reason why you have the Bears on primetime is because you're going to see a garbage fire. It's going to be bad.
You want to see the dumpster
fire. It's going
to be.
That's like when Cutler threw 5 interceptions during the Packers game.
Holy you're going to see a player.
I wanted to go to his house.
You're going to see a player in street clothes yell at the starting quarterback, the franchise quarterback. Which, you know, I guarantee at that point, like, that really took a burden off a lot of the Bears fans because that's something they've wanted to do.
Right.
For years.
He was just speaking
just
getting
his face
town.
And say, hey, fuck you, man. You have to play better than that. Like, you can't be such a shit dick when you're throwing the ball off your back.
He's yelling at other people.
Well, I've noticed that that's happening more and more now where people aren't waiting for it to do it like when behind closed doors. Like, Pierre Garçon lost his shit as soon as Cousins threw that pick in the end zone.
I saw that.
Immediately just yelled at him. They hadn't even gotten off the field yet.
Well,
taking their helmets off.
Yeah, I think, in Pierre Garçon's case, people are like, hey, people don't even know that I'm still on this team. I need a winner, and I need it now.
Well, I think the Redskins have every washed-up tight end.
Right.
All of them. They really do. Garçon, they have Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis is
out still in the league.
He still plays?
Oh, for sure.
No. Well, for Washington.
Well, so the thing that they have all these, like, washed-up players and whatever, that's actually better than, I think, than a lot of these teams have. So when I'm looking at, like, I came up with 5 reasons on my flight from Charlotte to...
Wait, is Washington 0-2?
They are 0-2, yeah.
Oh, man.
And they're going to lose a lot of games this year. The defense is terrible.
They'll be better than the Bears. I promise you that.
I might want to take that bet.
I bet a kid at the parlor the other day, I said, the Bears will not win more than 3 games. If they do, I will pay you $1,000.
You bet $1,000.
You better get the fuck out of town before that. I'll make you this bet right now, $20.
Fine.
$20.
I like 20 better than 1,000.
That the Bears will win more games than the Washington Redskins.
Oh, I'll take that bet all day.
All right, I'm witness to this.
Witness.
And can't, he's Jewish. Can't fool a Jew.
So I'm betting that they won't.
You're betting that the Bears will lose.
Right. So it's four. The number is four.
That's a true Bears fan, folks.
I just saved this season because it's going to be a shitty season for the Bears. He's going to be like, all right, get more Oseley.
You're
going
to root against them now for $20.
Well, and, no.
Well, $1,020.
Right now, I'm putting $1,020 away. Let's just say I'll be budgeting for the next 16 weeks.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to run through the five reasons that I came up with that ratings are down in the NFL.
All right, here we go.
This year. You guys tell me what you think about it. I'll give you the reason. You guys talk about it. Reason number one, people are sick of watching rich rapists and women beaters play games.
100%.
No, I love watching them. I watch it all
that's,
day.
That's how you know the guy's good.
I love that being so distracted with off-the-field issues that they give it all that they've got.
Karma's a bitch.
So my argument was that if you went down to, like, in Wisconsin, it'd be like a local Piggly Wiggly. Here, it'd be like a Rouse. If you went down the Rouse and you found out that 56% of the beggars, the guys who are begging your groceries, were raping teenagers behind, like, the store.
I would not go to that Piggly Wiggly.
And Rouse knew about it, but still, like, employed them anyway.
Right.
You would find somewhere else to buy your bananas.
Probably.
Anywhere. Any of your produce, any of your groceries, you'd find somewhere else to shop. So why should I keep watching the Bengals play football if their roster is loaded with fucking rapists and criminals?
True. True, yeah. I don't want to see it's Popeye Jones run around
It's a really
anymore.
Good question.
Number two reason why people are sick of watching the NFL, or at least like the ratings are dropping, people are sick of dog shit officiating.
100%.
I honestly think that they're ruining the games.
Is it also bad again this year?
Yes. It's awful.
It's really bad. Mm-hmm. To where I think I saw the what game was it? It was the Niners game or something. He goes, holding number... Huh? Like they were having a side conference, and then he forgot the number.
Uh huh.
And so we had to ask him the number again. Are you high?
And I said that, like, you know, for so many calls, you hear like Collinsworth and Michaels, and you hear these announcers say like, pass interference. Well, let's see where it is, and they show a replay. They're like, I think that's – I'm not so sure about that, or like who even knows anymore what is pass interference.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing for the integrity of your game.
Right.
If like the guys you're hiring at the major networks to be your like basically brand ambassadors
right.
and announce the game for you can't say what's a catch, can't say what's pass interference, can't say what's ever, and they're basically throwing your officials under the bus, that's a bad thing.
Also, they're taking away – you want to finish your list? Because I got two.
Yeah, sure. Reason number three, the product on the field right now is caught somewhere between good football and pure fucking garbage.
Right.
Yeah, there have been a lot more bad.
You can't hit. I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off.
Okay, go ahead.
You can't hit a guy below the knees. You can't hit the guy in the goddamn helmet anymore. What can you do? It's flag football.
Personal foul. Broke his ribs.
One thing that kind of makes football super cool, at least in the last few years, is that the games were all super tight, would come down to the end. There have been less and less of those. Games are
over
they're
all
by
blowouts.
The third quarter.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're like, there are a few. It was like basketball last year. That's like maybe four good teams, and then everyone else is kind of shitty.
Well, so, yeah, on that basis, Joe Flacco is paid like he's an elite quarterback, when that is far from the truth.
He's had one elite season.
He has one Super Bowl, though.
Listen, so he had four good teams.
I will let him take a shit at the supermarket. All I want is the Super Bowl.
Get your milk and get out of here, Joe. Impressive. Yeah. Listen, looks like everything's working out there for
you. I just want one quarterback whose shit I would eat.
All right, so like, think about like the amount of elite quarterbacks that the NFL has, and arguably the most important position in the game, right? That
right.
runs that game and makes it like a good product. Five or six tops.
Right.
So that means out of 32 teams, you're looking at like 26 quarterbacks who aren't elite, and that's a bad product. The majority of the time I watch on Sunday, I'm going to watch two quarterbacks who are not elite, not good at their position, but you're making me believe that they're good, and that's a problem.
And then the two, probably the top guys from last year aren't playing this year, at least in terms of like attention draw, Peyton and Tom, and then you have like guys like Rodgers in Green Bay. Playing up to the level that he always has.
Well, it's amazing,
has.
Huh? Sit out a couple more preseason games and then tell me, hey, I'm not on the same page. Yeah, you know when you get on the same page? Preseason.
Yeah.
Training camp, preseason.
Doesn't look like Rodgers sat out of games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't play the fourth one. He barely played any preseason games.
Oh, man.
Jordy Nelson had an excuse. He was injured. He couldn't play.
Right.
Has Rodgers won a Super Bowl?
Yes, yeah. One.
Oh, okay.
And then the gay accusations came out. He hasn't been the same since. Reason number four, watching Thursday night football games is about as enjoyable as watching your Applebee's server digging his ass for 30 seconds before he brings you your spinach dip.
Well, this is probably why the games are... Yeah, that's, I love the word choice there. This is probably why the games are so fucking shitty. People can't recover. Football is a game of pain.
Right.
There's a lot of pain of, like, just the fact that there's a Monday night game, we should feel lucky. The NFL is so just is greedy, and they have to sell more tickets and more advertising
right.
that they can't let people recover. People have 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days to recover from a football
game. That's crazy.
Game.
From a car accident.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A running back yeah,
right.
is like getting in a car wreck.
100%. So many times you need that full week just to be questionable for Sunday.
Right.
Just to be
and
like, where did I put my pants?
But you're concerned about player safety.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, these are the guys that pitched 18 games a couple of years ago. So, NFL doesn't give a shit about people's safety.
No, and also I think I want to see some more end zone dances. There's not no end zone dances.
Yeah,
someone you get penalized
hit, like,
for twerking.
Well, was it Cleveland got hit with some bullshit?
Oh, Terrell Pryor.
Yep. He meant to throw the ball to the ref. It just managed
right.
to hit the guy by accident.
And
it
blew the
15
game.
Yards.
So, killed the game.
Yeah, so there's your officiating.
And
nonsense.
Lost the game. That's,
yeah.
That was the game.
Yeah.
Reason number five, Johnny Carson infomercials are that goddamn funny. So, like, you know, because of the whole thing, like, either Fox gets a doubleheader or CBS does.
Right, and then
so,
we get infomercials.
Right, so at one point, like, there's an infomercial. And I'll tell you what, if that Johnny Carson infomercial is up against the Seahawks-Rams.
Right.
I'm listening to Carson. He was fucking hysterical, especially if you show me some Bob Uecker clips when he was on.
Well, also, like, as three comedians in here, it's nice to think back at a time where, like, when you got a late night spot and you were good, you might actually have meetings with networks the next day. So, like, for us, it's like going back to a time where everything was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nowadays, it's not even – but that's a comic thing. We can talk about that another podcast.
The best commercial I saw during football, a lying Hillary doll.
Come on.
I swear to God. Swear to God. Trump. Has
and this is
out.
Not a college game. This is pro
actual
football.
Actual
oh
thing.
Oh, my God.
I was watching it. I was like, this can't be real. This is a sketch. This is a joke.
Yeah.
Nope. Real, actual Hillary doll. You can buy it. Evering. Yeah.
Well, and it's not a Trump advertisement.
It's a Trump advertisement.
Oh, it is a Trump advertisement.
Oh, totally. But you've seen
you
the Trump
the cord
butt plugs, right?
And she says different things and lies. It's genius.
Yeah, it's genius, and it's.
I have a penis.
Oh my God!
You pay for my house,
my emails.
So, what do you think? Before we move on, any other things that could be killing the NFL? Like no. the reason why ratings are down.
Pitts, end zone, Goodell.
Yeah,
just other stuff. There's other shit to watch now. You watch the. You hear about the Emmys on Sunday night? You know how many good TV shows there are right now?
Game of Thrones.
They're losing out. They're lucky that HBO doesn't put out their next best amazing show on a Sunday night during the season.
Right, like Game of Thrones. Can
right,
you imagine if Game of Thrones was on during
Game
the season?
If Game of Thrones
season?
Was
it's
on.
It's coming back. I mean, football will be on when Game of Thrones comes back on.
No, it's not because it doesn't come back on until April.
Are
you sure?
Yeah, it's April.
Because I remember during football season,
You might be thinking of Boardwalk Empire.
That's
there was
exactly
there was
right.
a point where Boardwalk Empire was so good enough.
Yeah, I used to bang my neighbor. And that's
yeah, and again, like HBO.
Boardwalk Empire's on. You want to fuck? Sure.
Yes, for yeah. sure. She would. She can walk because I remember she was going to an Emmy party.
Does HBO still show like? Do they have us like Real Sports or like Inside the NFL? Do they still
Real
have that
Sports
deal?
Inside the NFL is on Showtime.
Okay, see, so HBO might have an incentive to try to put their next best great show on a Sunday night against the, especially if ratings are falling.
Right,
they might want to take that audience and take it away from them. Like, you know, Game of Thrones affects Pornhub traffic.
It does.
Pornhub traffic drops. Like so huge when Game of Thrones
no
is on.
No shit.
No, it really like they noticed that and they put that out as a
that's
stat.
Like going to yeah, red
and,
tube. Yeah, because
then after that, after the show, like the amount of searches for Game of Thrones porn parody, like Khaleesi lesbian scene,
actually,
just shoots through the fucking.
I'm gonna
roof.
Be dead. Honestly, I've done it. I've actually done it.
During the show, just,
you know, there were not
nice.
Enough tits in that episode yeah. of Game of Thrones. I
it wasn't Khaleesi though. It was the evil king. It was the evil king. I was looking up him.
Oh, good yeah. call. Good call.
Yeah, I was changing it up. Yeah, I was looking up Joffrey.
Moving on here in the hot.
All I got was just two lesbians that look like Joffrey.
They're close enough.
Enough week two regular season NFL football. Let's talk about a sport that's pretty close to the postseason here. We'll briefly talk baseball. We'll get our baseball picks.
Oh, I got a question for you for baseball. For
yes,
you guys.
Let's start.
You ready?
Yeah.
Who do you get in a fight, Puig or Baumgartner?
Baumgartner.
Yeah, he's bigger.
Now, why?
I think that if Puig would have come over from Cuba himself, I would have taken Puig. But he had like his fucking bitches do it for him.
Yeah,
he had a whole gang of like other people like kind of hide him in some shit. Like, you know, get him on a rap.
I'll take Baumgartner in that fight all motherfucking
day.
Oh,
fuck
he's
yeah.
bigger.
He's a monster.
He's 6'5", 250.
And he's have you seen his workout regimen in the off season?
I have
he works
not.
For his dad and chops wood.
Yeah, oh, that's
it's,
right.
No, it's like right. It's like the Rocky IV montage. Yeah. It's the same thing. He's playing the music.
Fucking punching meat.
Yeah, yeah. Puig is the guy getting the steroids
in. No, yeah, Puig is the guy like picking out his gold chains in the offseason. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I would say
Baumgartner's out there chopping wood, getting calluses on his hands, getting ready for...
Just drinking raw eggs and climbing up snow mountains with logs that he cut up himself over his shoulders.
I didn't even know that. I was just going to take the white guy who drives a pickup truck with a chance to beat up on a minority. Like he's probably going to clean the house.
Also he sleeps, just
in,
like,
he sleeps in an RV. He sleeps in an RV. I'm serious.
Also keep in mind his name is Madison. He got picked on a lot for the name Madison.
Right.
And he beat the shit out of everyone for whatever he said as soon as he got big.
And last night, if you look at that too, you're Madison Bumgarner. So you've now been a part of 3 World Series championships.
Yeah. One you did by yourself.
Correct. Correct. The one where they beat the Royals. Like you basically won
that.
We got
like a bunch of home runs. Yeah.
Right.
You're Yasiel Puig.
Yeah.
You've done nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Party pictures on Twitter.
You had one good week. Your first week was like a record setting, and then ever since then you haven't been as
right.
good.
Right. So when I make a great play and I get you out by an eyelash at first base and I yell fuck yeah and you turn around and say what are you going to do about it, bitch? I'm going to basically say exactly what Madison Bumgarner said. Don't look at me. Yeah. Don't fucking look at me. Yeah. I'm Madison Bumgarner. You're Yasiel Puig. You're going to be playing for the Brewers
next
year.
But do you know what's
funny?
Like, who said, like, you know you can fight if you're telling someone, don't look at me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I said once when I was drunk, I'll crush your face. And then I ran.
So the only other thing we're going to talk about baseball-wise, other than that fight, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to talk about the tweet that the Giants put out in last night's game. Now, we were talking off mic about this. Where every single time I'm at Dodger Stadium and
does
Kike,
he get beaned right here?
Do you think he should?
Do you think they bean him?
Oh, totally.
He should.
Well, it would load the bases, so I don't know if that's.
So as we're recording right now, Yasiel Puig is coming up probably as a pinch hitter because the crowd's going nuts.
Yeah, this is the first time he's pitched today.
Or yeah, he's hit tonight. Yeah, for sure.
Or hit tonight, rather.
So he's coming up, and I guarantee he strikes out. He's a fucking loser. There's strike one.
Nice. Right over the middle of the plate, over it.
So every single time Kiki Hernandez comes up at Dodger Stadium, I snap a photo of the scoreboard because they don't put the – is it not an apostrophe,
the accent,
but it's
the accent mark over the E, which is supposed to be Kike.
So instead it says
– Kike. And you leave it for the Jew to say.
Correct. Yeah. And to you as a Jew, Kike is probably like as offensive as it gets.
I needed a double take when I first saw that. And my buddy is like, whenever he goes as a company outing, they go a couple times a year. He says everyone that he works with looks at him when that pops up. Because you're right. They don't put the accent mark over this.
So, right. So, like, I'll always tweet out or I'll take a picture, put it on Facebook. Like, not since Darkie Jones pitched for the Reds in the 50s has a name been so controversial in Major League Baseball. And like you were saying.
No, this is Los Angeles. This is a town where, like, if you piss off Jews, your life is over. And, like, you couldn't, like, Kike is supposed to be short for Enrique. And it's like, maybe we should just call you Enrique now. Like, Kike is good when you're playing in Rancho Cucamonga, when everyone is saying, hey, Kike Hernandez, love him. I love it. Feel the same way, buddy. Feel like you. But
you
when you come to LA.
A weird amount of people getting Dodgers jerseys with just Kike on the back of it without the accent mark?
It's not Ichiro. That's not what he actually has on there. But yeah, maybe it's time to switch to Enrique. I think it's time to go back to the full name. The tweet last night, for those of you who didn't know, it was something I think was the words for. So Mr. Bumgarner gets, and again, the strike is K for a strikeout.
Correct.
Which, by the way, when a guy gets 3 strikeouts in a game, you know how people put Ks up on the wall? Do they just wait for the fourth one? You know, it's like a floor 13.
Don't put it up, dude. Well, I don't want to be a story.
In an elevator.
I don't want to be a story.
You just put 12 and then 14. You know what I mean? So they put Mr. Bumgarner goes K, K, Kike. So 3 Ks and then I, K, E.
For the third time tonight. And then a little like OK
mark, which is, I feel like the Gestapo that put my grandparents in the train did that exact same thing.
Oh, my God. Furberger bringing up
the
Gestapo train. The old train bit.
Yeah, so
that might be one of the funniest like little bits we just did there.
Thank you very much.
That's
very
outstanding.
Proud. Very proud moment.
So
I
Mr. Bumgarner gets
KK
Kike'd for the third time tonight.
Yeah.
KK Kike, but it's KKK.
And I feel like their social media guy is suffering the same kind of free fall that the Giants are at the plate right now. I heard a stat today. You know, Buster Posey hasn't homered since the middle of July.
Good. I hope he doesn't. I hope that lasts all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah. That guy's going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow if he retired.
He can play any position.
Yeah.
I look at this, and you guys are asking those questions, and I'm like, I wonder how financially, like, well the KKK is doing these days. That's the only thing that's going through my mind.
Trump has given David.
Did he just strike out? He just struck out. Yasiel Puig struck out, and that tells you all you need to know about Yasiel Puig. Let's bring him up as a pinch hitter in a big time moment.
Nah. We should have him on the show.
I'm sure he'll be begging to do anything in about a year and a half.
I think we'll need a translator for that one.
So it's like, all right, so if you make a donation, a tax donation, like a donation, anything like a monetary donation to the KKK.
Right.
Is it tax, like, can you get a tax, like, write-off
for that? It might depend on what state you do it from. Mississippi, right. 100%.
I mean, most people's accountants are Jewish, right? So it'd be like, right. I made a $3,000 donation to a, can I keep it private, the donation that I made, the donation?
I've always wanted to have a conversation with Paul Feinbaum about Judaism, just to see.
The SEC nut job, the radio host?
Yeah. Which is like, he reminds me of this guy that I went to college with, who was from Mobile, Alabama, couldn't be more Southern, was the president of the Hillel.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, like, he... Billy Crystal used to have a joke about doing his bar mitzvah in Mickey Mantle's accent. That's how this guy speaks. Like, he really speaks like Mickey Mantle. So that's another sporty for another
Always
time.
Hammered?
Yeah, just yeah. Wasted and Southern. And, yeah, it was a good one.
So anyway, that San Francisco Giants suite, that came from the San Francisco Giants organization. Mr. Bumgarner gets KK Kike for the third time tonight with a little OK symbol. Was deleted quickly, but of course, 2016, nothing is...
Three fingers up, one for each K.
Gentlemen, it's been a great show, but we're not going to finish the show without playing my favorite
game.
Yes. It's time for Fact or Fudge.
Oh, fact I've missed this.
Or fudge.
Here we go, gentlemen. Pretty easy. Two big names in the news today. Carson Wentz and Brad Pitt.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jay Cutler.
Is this a picture of Carson Wentz's shit? Or Jay Cutler shit. And Jay Cutler, I heard, actually likes to, like, take pictures of shit, send them out to his buddies, and then, like, rate them using a tornado scale. Like, just dropped an F4 deuce at TGI Fridays.
Oh,
such
my God.
Such a fucking dickbag.
Yeah. He spends more time doing that than reading the playbook.
Right. Like, watch some video of the fucking Eagles, huh? The Eagles defense. Look at their
work
defense.
Maybe work on your footwork? I don't know. But, hey, you know, just half of America only saw that.
Carson Wentz.
And again.
Yeah. Eagles, 2-0. Hasn't thrown an interception yet. He's like the first quarterback in a long time. He's like one of only five quarterbacks to ever start 2-0 and without his team committing a turnover.
They haven't committed a turnover yet?
No turnover.
Not even just him, but the whole team. That's awesome. Wow.
So Carson nice. Wentz, big name. Everybody in Cleveland, I'm sure, is real happy that the Browns traded away that pick to the Eagles. Other big name, Brad Pitt, of course. Divorced from Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Likes Russian hookers and that French actress with the last name of...
Cuntilliard, I'm sure.
Cuntilliard.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. That's a great nickname. last name.
Here we go. So, fact or fudge, I believe Adam Ferberg is the reigning champion.
Yes, I won the last time.
Here's your question. Is this the name of a teammate of Carson Wentz's at North Carolina State last year?
North Dakota State.
North Dakota State Bison.
Oof. Yeah.
No. They're back, baby.
They have
no longer on the endangered list. People are eating them now again. It's great. They're delicious.
Yeah. Fuck the pipeline. Kill the bison.
That's Welcome back, baby. Yeah.
That's the only reason to bring somebody back is you can eat them.
So is this a teammate of Carson Wentz's at North Dakota State last year? Or is this the name of a character that Brad Pitt played in the movie?
Ooh, okay. All right,
Brad Pitt character. Or Carson Wentz, teammate at North Dakota State in 2015.
Got it.
Here we go. Adam Ferber.
Yeah.
First up, Jalen Allison.
I'm going to go Carson Wentz, teammate.
That is correct. I actually feel bad that I gave you one because I don't think Brad Pitt's ever played a black guy. So that's Ferber. Welcome back. We'll start off real easy there. We'll give you that one. Brady
Thank you.
Matthews, you're up. Is this a Brad Pitt character or a North Dakota Bison football player from 2015? I'll give you this one. Detective Frank Harris.
Carson Wentz. No. Brad Pitt.
Correct. All right. Now I think we're even there. I think that first one's pretty easy. Yeah, I don't think
that was a left hand layup for me.
I'll bet you another $20. Brad Pitt goes the rest of his career, doesn't play somebody named Jalen.
I would take that bet.
All right, here we go. Luke Bacon.
I'm going to go Brad Pitt character.
That is incorrect. Luke Bacon wore number 71. He was a 6'5", 285-pound tackle.
Jesus.
He was a freshman last year, so that means he's still playing at North Dakota State, who upset Iowa.
Yeah, in Iowa.
Yeah, in Iowa.
Yeah,
came back to win, so congratulations.
Good. Yeah, he's playing in the NFL.
They actually had some votes. They had more votes for the AP Top 25 poll than Notre Dame this past week.
Really?
More votes as an FCS school.
Wow.
Luke Bacon, probably a prominent member of that team.
Right.
All right, Brady Matthews, you're in the driver's seat here. Brad Pitt character or North Dakota State Bison football player from last year? Tristan Ludlow.
That's Brad Pitt.
Tristan Ludlow.
I'll even name the movie.
Name the movie.
River Runs Through It.
River Runs Through It. I thought you liked chicks.
That's awesome.
No, it's actually Legends of the Fall. So welcome back. You got your man card back. All right, Legends of the Fall. Tristan Ludlow. All right, so Brady Matthews with two. Adam Ferberg with one. Still anybody's game here in Fact or Fudge. Adam Ferberg, North Dakota State Bison football player or Brad Pitt movie character. We're going to go, Heinrich Herrer.
Heinrich Herrer. That may be the name of the Gestapo guy from the train joke earlier.
You're getting some
Heinrich Herrer, he's got to be a player, a North Dakota State player.
No?
Oh, I got this wrong.
His name in 7 years in Tibet.
Oh, I have not seen that movie. Come on.
Not a lot of Germans making the trip to North Dakota.
I felt very confident with this one.
I feel like someone's named Heinrich in North Dakota.
I felt like such a shit dick that I said Heinrich. I had this whole list of characters, and I panicked because it was like, oh, that's 2 seconds of dead time. Heinrich Herrer. there's no way. Of course it's I thought it would have been like his – I thought that would have been his name from what's the – Inglourious Basterds.
Well, that would have been probably Christoph Waltz's character.
In Inglourious Basterds is like really like white American. Yeah. He's like,
we'll see. Okay. Michael Sullivan Brady. Is that a North Dakota State Bison football player from 2015 or a Brad Pitt character?
Bison.
Michael Sullivan. That is incorrect. That is Brad Pitt from Sleepers. Sleepers.
Oh, man.
Brad
Great
Pitt.
Movie.
That movie with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
And that was before he was sleeping with Angelina Jolie.
I believe
somebody informed him that, hey, that Billy Bob Thornton dude dressed up like Sling Blade and used to fuck her in the back of a fucking Nissan.
In her prime. You're getting her in her 40s. fucked her in her 20s.
All right, so we've got two for Brady Matthews. Adam Ferberg, you have one. You have to get this or the game is over.
Okay, here we go.
North Dakota State Bison football player or Brad Pitt movie character, Dom Davis. Dom Davis.
Brad Pitt character.
That is incorrect. Dom Davis wore number 19 last year.
New
he was a cornerback. 5 foot 11, 177 pound freshman from Belleville, Illinois.
Giving me
Dom
hope.
Davis. Brady Matthews, just for shits and giggles, if I was going to give you Sinbad.
Obviously, North Dakota State.
All right. Well, congratulations, Brady Matthews. Welcome back to the Factor Fudge Winner's Circle.
Congrats, Brady.
Thank you.
Been another great show here at the Daily Upper Decker. Of course, you can find us every single day at dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on The Vine. Guys, any parting thoughts? Any parting thoughts going into this weekend's football games? Because, again, I think it's so silly how much stock we put into these regular season football games. I love them. Don't get me wrong. I'm part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a Devin Hester jersey, and I'm watching the Ravens.
That's a great parting thought right there. Adam Ferberg?
Yeah. You get yourself an old Hester Bears jersey. I'll get myself a Hester Miami jersey, and we'll wear it to the next show.
Pretty please. And you can see me at Hyenas in Dallas this weekend.
Nice.
I love it. I won't be able to see any of you guys. I will be off of my phone and my computer because my wife decided that this would be a great time of year for us to go to Camp No Counselors.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on.
Well, we are adult off the camp. Adult camp.
My girlfriend's trying to get me to go to this.
Yeah, I will give you a full report, but I've heard nothing but great things
about
it.
Will they have TVs up there to watch
football?
Will
not. No TVs, no radios, no internet, no cell phones, no nothing like that. They go to somewhere where you can't get any signal or anything like that.
I would lose my mind. Awesome. I would lose my mind.
You will not lose your mind. You're going to lose your mind in a good way because I'm going to be playing kickball, dodgeball, flip cup. Just everything. It's like literally you drop like a couple $100 to pay. Camp for adults. This is up at Lake Elsinore.
How far is that?
All over the country. It's like a huge phenomenon right now.
Yeah,
adults are so bored that they're dropping hundreds of dollars to go to camp.
We're also children now. Like we haven't grown up.
Right.
No.
Like board games have never been more popular with adults than.
I'm gonna be 40 in 4 years. I still feel like I just turned 22. I dress like I turned 22.
Plus, like, remember, like in college, like how fun it was to fuck chicks in bunks.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking forward to most. Camp No Counselor. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever fuck? You have your roommate fuck one on top and then you fuck on the bottom.
Oh yeah,
spring break.
Goes like this.
Spring break.
It was my trip to Israel in high school.
Great.
All four bunks had two people in them.
Oh yeah,
and I bet you it smelled awful.
Oh, it's great
for sure. No windows.
No one had discovered taking care of pubic hair yet. Oh, it was great. Just a lot of friction.
Just hot hair everywhere.
We were 16, 17. It was amazing.
Just smushy hot hair.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.